Thank you for tuning in to today's homily here at St. Jerome Catholic Church in Wallbridge, Ohio. Today's homily was given by Father Eric Schild, pastor here at St. Jerome, on Thursday, March 29th, 2018, Holy Thursday. Now here is Father Eric.
Talking to a young man not too long ago, and a lot of stuff going on in his life, all sorts of tough things, family issues, school issues, all these issues. And he just said, I don't even know if I believe in God anymore because how could he let all this happen? And I said, so what are the good things that God's done for you? I don't know. I said, well, it's interesting. I've been talking to you for about a half an hour now, and I can name about half a dozen. He goes, what? I said, the fact that your grandparents are here to love you, the fact that you still have nice clothes to wear, the fact that you woke up this morning, the fact that you had something to eat today. You know, he's just kind of looking at me. I said, when we focus on all the bad, on all the evil, on all the stuff in our life that we don't like, we don't remember typically the good that God does. And my friends, that is tragic, and it's a cause for us sometimes to lose our faith because we lose sight, we forget, we don't remember what God has truly done. Tonight, in particular, on this Holy Thursday, we recall three things that are so important and are such blessings, and yet I think and I know and I'm guilty myself, sometimes I fail to remember just how much of a blessing they are. Sometimes I fail to remember just how much God has done for us in giving us these three things. And the first is the gift of the priesthood. You know, I realize, I'm very well aware that you may look at some of us priests not so much as a gift. I understand. I was talking to the rectory housekeeper the other day, last night actually, and she said, all you priests are weird. I said, except for me. She actually takes care of a number of rectories, you know, and it was fascinating to me, you know, because again, you know, all of us priests have our own baggage, we have our own issues, we have our own things that we deal with. Sometimes we're great at something and we're not so good at another and all of that stuff. And on Tuesday, we gathered for the Chrism Mass, where the priests renew their priestly commitment and their priestly vows, and we do that every year. And I'm always amazed when I see all of my brother priests gathered in that cathedral. You just have to know that God is up there going, oh my gosh, they're a mess. You know, like, look at them, you know? I mean, it's a motley crew of guys up there. And yet somehow in the midst of it, we're able to remember our call to be priests, our call to be close with our people. Bishop Thomas was reminding us, helping us to remember that Pope Francis said, we are supposed to smell like our sheep. I'm looking at some of you right now, and it's, you know, we're supposed to smell like the sheep. And so again, though, why every year do us priests gather at the cathedral with the bishop to renew our priestly commitment? To remember what we committed to, for me, 11 years ago. To recall those times when maybe it's not so fun, and you're like, ugh, I got to deal with this person. I committed to that 11 years ago. And I remember every time I step foot in that cathedral, Rosary Cathedral, I remember that amazing day of my ordination where I lay prostrate on the floor and I submitted to God for the rest of my life. And it was the most wonderful day of my life. And again, sometimes in the midst of administration, in the midst of all the stuff, I lose sight of that. And so I need tonight in the Chrism Mass to remember just how much of a blessing the priesthood is in my life. And I think for all of us to recognize that without the gift of priesthood, we wouldn't have the sacraments of reconciliation. We wouldn't have the sacrament of the Eucharist. You know, again, we can sometimes focus on all the priest's flaws, and that's easy to do. But again, how often are we grateful and remember the gift of the priesthood and the priests that were there for us and the priests who have prayed for us and the priests who have loved us and the priests who have been faithful to us all throughout our lives. Tonight, we need to remember the gift of the priesthood and truly recall it as a gift, not one of those things where, as I hear some of my students say, oh, that's not for me, Father, I'm not doing that. Nope, 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 God doesn't want that. Until you got a ring on your finger or a collar around your neck, you're free game, okay? And God can do whatever he wants with you when he wants to do it with you. And so don't be turning off God at all. And let's be open to whatever gift he wants to give to us when it comes to vocation. The gift of priesthood is something that we have to remember and we have to be grateful for. And then I think about the gift of the Eucharist. And how often do we forget how much of a gift it is? You know, how often do we get up in the morning and go, man, if I could just sleep in today, or you wake up and you go, I am just sleeping in today. Or again, at Mass, we're focused on just anything but Jesus. Or how when we come up to receive the Eucharist, again, we're focused on anything but what we're doing. What does our amen mean when we come forward tonight, when I say the body of Christ to you? Are you really saying that and meaning it, I believe? Or have you forgotten the great gift of the Eucharist? And I think that's why it's great to have our second graders here, because I'm telling you, they're excited for First Communion. If we got as excited as they are, even half of their excitement every time we receive Jesus in the Eucharist, we would be so far better off. But how often do us adults forget? We forget that great blessing. We forget truly what it is, and we heard that in the second reading today. This is my body. Not this is kind of like my body. Not that this is a symbol. This is it. This is the real thing. It's the real deal. And I gave you my body and my blood because I want you to become more like me, and I want you to be strengthened every day of your life. Do we forget that blessing? Do we remember? And hopefully we do tonight, and that's why we need nights like tonight in our life. That's why I need the Chrism Mass every year. To remind us, to help us to remember the great gift of the Eucharist. We had our junior retreat on Monday. And again, I saw we had Adoration of the Blessed Sacrament. And what was one of the coolest things was the first two people to stand up, and they were praising God, praising Jesus in the Eucharist with their hands in the air. They weren't even Catholic. And they were the ones who stood up first because they get it, and they're going to become Catholic next year. They get the beauty of the Eucharist. You want to talk about something helping me to remember the beauty of the Eucharist? Try watching non-Catholics praise our Lord in the Eucharist. That's powerful. That's powerful. We need tonight to remember the gift of the Eucharist. And then the third thing is the gift of the mandatum. The mandatum, the mandate. Just as I have done for you, so you also must do. The last lines of the gospel. And what did Jesus do the Last Supper? He washed his apostles' feet. Ew. Ew. One of our servers who has to transport the dirty foot water after we wash people's feet, he said to me, Father, if any of that foot water spills on me, I'm going to throw up all over the place. And I said, don't be surprised if I bump into you. Because... I probably wasn't very Christian. I'll go to confession for that. I haven't done it yet. I did think about it. That was probably some guilt. I'm still thinking about it. This server deserves it. I'm just going through some things in my mind here. But again, you look at what Jesus did for other people. I mean, obviously, the sacrifice tomorrow on the cross. But he, the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, bent down on his knees and washed dirty feet. Now tonight, I'm not so worried because I know that at least half the people getting their feet washed all got pedicures today. I'm glad we could be an excuse for your pedicure. But back then, they weren't getting pedicures. They were nasty. They were dirty. They were caked on with mud and dirt. And Jesus bent down and he kissed their feet and he washed them. And we look at that, you're probably not going to be asked to wash anyone's feet in the future. But how are we serving one another? What are we doing for one another? How are we loving one another? Are we doing that? Are we doing that selflessly? Or are we thinking more of ourselves these days? Our world needs people who are willing to love in the most in-depth, down and dirty way as Jesus did. Our world needs that. We can't even talk civilly among party lines in politics or about any disagreement that we have. And Christ today says it needs to be about service. We have to remember that mandate to love, to do as Christ has done. Who do we need to forgive tonight? Who do we need to love a little bit better? Who is it in our life that we need to reach out to in love or maybe call or be with them in their hour of need? Or are we saying, oh, I'm just too busy. I just got too much going on. And our Lord challenges us to remember, to serve, and to love. And if we remember the great gift of the priesthood and the fact that the Eucharist comes from the priesthood and the fact that the Eucharist is supposed to make us, our hearts, more like Jesus Christ, then it's no wonder that the third thing we remember tonight is service, because we're supposed to be becoming what Jesus Christ was like. So tonight, my friends, we remember. Because when we forget, we fail our Lord and we fail one another and we fail ourselves. But when we remember the beauty and the goodness and the truth and the love that our Lord gives us, especially on a night like tonight, we know that He conquers everything. We know that even in death tomorrow, that that's not the end. We know that He continues to provide for us, He continues to love us, and even in the worst moments of life, we're able to remember all of the blessings that He has bestowed upon us.
Thank you for tuning in to today's homily here at St. Jerome Catholic Church in Wabridge, Ohio. Make sure to tune in each week as Father Eric unpacks the readings from the weekend and shares real-life stories to help bring Scripture to our lives. Please join us for Mass Tuesday through Friday at 8 a.m., Saturdays at 4:30 p.m., and Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. God bless.